Johnson Wax Program. Presenting Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Jimmy Greer and his orchestra open the show with I'm Hatin' This Waitin' Around. Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner are giving away 12 magnificent deluxe covered wagon trailers and 348 cash prizes in a nationwide contest now in progress. Each week, one luxurious trailer, completely equipped, $1,000 value delivered to your door, is given free in this great contest. All you have to do is complete this sentence. I like Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner because... Now just finish this sentence in 50 words or less, telling your own experience. First, try Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. See how quickly your car takes on a beautiful, gleaming polish. It will be easy then for you to tell why you like these superior products. Printed contest rules will be found in each combination package of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner for sale at your regular Johnson's Wax dealer, auto supply store, garage, or filling station. Read the rules carefully, then mail your entry to S.C. Johnson & Son, Racine, Wisconsin. Summer coming on, Molly thinks a picnic would be a lovely idea. But Fibber, like most men, doesn't care for picnics. So, they're on their way to a picnic. And here, bowling along a country road, looking for a spot that Fibber claims to know about, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Get them brakes fixed.
Is this the place you had in mind, McGee?
This is it. Trees, grass, and a little brook. Ideal for picnics. If you like picnics, which I never will.
Now, don't start that again, McGee. Picnics are a great American institution.
Well, it's time they tore it down and built a good restaurant on the same spot.
Oh, be still and help carry this stuff over there. You take the baskets and the thermos jug, and I'll carry the... McGee, where's the apple butter?
The what?
The apple butter. I had it in a tin alongside the basket.
Oh, is that apple butter? Well, I put that stuff in the transmission.
Heavenly days. Well, come on, I'm hungry.
You're hungry? I'm the guy that's hungry. I ain't et for a week.
Go on, you had a very substantial breakfast.
Well, breakfast ain't a legitimate meal. Breakfast is just something that gets all over the morning paper. Hey, what do you think of this place? Pretty, huh?
Beautiful. Here, put this can opener where it'll be handy.
Can opener? How'd you ever happen to remember that? I usually have to knock the top off a bottle of olives with a rock. Shucks. I've had so much ground glass at picnics that on a sunny day I glitter. Don't you get it, Molly? I says it.
It ain't funny, McGee.
Honest? Why, I've known folks to go into convulsions over ground glass.
McGee, spread the tablecloth down.
Okay.
My, this is an ideal spot for a picnic.
Yeah. I think it is. There's only one real ideal spot for a picnic, and that's home on the kitchen table. Hey, there's somebody coming. Did you ever see it fail? If you find a swell spot for a nice, quiet little picnic, everybody in the country thinks of the same thing at the same time, of all the dumping. Oh, it's Geraldine. Hi, Geraldine.
Oh, hello there, Miss McGee. Hello, Molly.
Well.
I thought I heard voices over here.
Yeah,
so you're having a picnic. Well, now isn't that sweet? I've often tried to to get Gerald out on the picnic, but he always says the ground is so rough at picnics he can't ride on the tablecloth.
Well, Gerald's a guy.
Oh, Gerald says someday he's going to write the history of picnics on the back of a soda mint tablet.
That'll be a bitter pill to swallow.
Isn't that cute? I mean, isn't it really? Gerald says there's only one possible argument in favor of picnics. Nobody ever argues over the check.
I don't know about that, Geraldine. Sometimes you get a couple of guys on a picnic.
Oh, and another thing Gerald said. Oh, you'll die at this.
I'm half dead already.
He says he can invite nice people to dinner at home, but at picnics you only meet hard-boiled eggs. Oh, you should hear him talk sometimes.
Me too. I've said worse things with my...
He says no matter which relatives you take on a picnic, the ants always get there first. Oh, Gerald is a scream. He really is.
Yeah.
Well, I simply must be off.
I'll say so.
Diddle, diddle, diddle.
See, Mom, there's other people that don't like picnics besides me.
Be quiet. Here, now, take these paper plates and set them down there.
And what's going on here altogether?
Well, all together, Bud, we're having a picnic here. Why?
Oh, a picnic, is it?
Yeah.
Jordan, you picked a nice spot for it.
Well, we think so. It was me husband that remembered this place. What was that?
A sparrow.
And can you sparrow minute to try Johnson's auto wax and cleaner?
There's old Harpo out on a limb again.
Them are handsome-looking sandwiches, Mom.
Thank you. Have one.
Sure. I'll have a couple. Which ones are chicken?
Oh, fussy, eh? Well, those are chicken there.
Thanks. I'll be taking a couple of olives, too, begging your permission.
Why, certainly.
Could I drive up to the crossroads and get you an ice cream cone, Bud?
What flavor?
What? Hey, what's the idea? Go on, beat it, and let us enjoy ourselves.
Sorry, me boy, but I can't do it.
Huh?
You'll have to beat it.
We
can't have folks holding barbecues on this property and tearing up the grass and the flowers and all.
Oh, now, please.
Oh, we'll take care of things, Bud. I'm an old woodsman myself. I observe all the precautions.
Oh, observant, are you?
You betcha. Why, one time up in Canada, I...
Then if you're so observant, why didn't you observe the sign over there?
Huh?
Old lady's home, no trespassing.
Oh, sure.
You can't have a picnic in an old lady's home.
I believe you got something there, bud.
All right, now. Now pack up and get out. Go on, bait it.
Okay, okay, we'll go, but we thought this was a nice spot.
A nice spot for what?
A nice spot for Jimmy Greer to play the goon-a-goo. Well, pack up the picnic, Molly. Let's go find another spot. That's right.
Picnic anyway, McGee.
I know, but can you imagine that guy chasing us away after eating all them sandwiches and stuff on us? That's what I call feeding the hand that bites you.
Well, everything's all right now, dearie. Spread the stuff out again and we leave.
Okay. You'll have to admit, Molly, that I know the places for picnics, even if I don't like picnics.
Say, did you ever see such nice green grass?
Mm-hmm.
So smooth and all?
Mm-hmm. It had a flag with a number 9 on it sticking in that little hole there, but I threw that in the bushes.
What was the flag for?
I don't know. I imagine somebody else had spotted this place for their picnic, and they were staking a claim. As I was always...
Oh, McGee.
Huh?
Look at the boy coming on the bicycle.
Hey, you, Mr. McGee.
Heavenly days. Now what?
That's me, Bud. And don't give me none of that stuff about this being private property and we can't picnic here on account
of... No, I'm a messenger. Got a telegram for you. Sign here.
A telegram? Who's it was from.
Search me, lady. Boy, does that cake look good.
Well, here, have some.
Thanks.
Here you are, bud. Hey, how did you know where to find us?
Well, I went to your house, and the neighbor says you were out on a picnic.
Well, even so, how did you know where
we... So I sticks a red handkerchief in me pocket, and I thinks... Now, if I was a stuffed olive, where would somebody like Fibber McGee take me? And here I am. Thanks for the cake, lady.
Who's the telegram from, dearie?
Silly Watson.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What does he say?
Listen, it says, Mr. McGee and ma'am, care of Johnson's Auto Wax Make Your Car Shine Like Everything program, NBC. Dear boss, I will recombine our association with you next Monday, weather permitting, and even anyway. I would say more, but this is a night letter, and I can't see good. Signed, Sylvius Watson. Good old Sil. Well, we'll be glad to see him again, won't
indeed
we, Molly?
Indeed we will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come on, McGee. Let's get ready and eat our lunch.
Okay.
Heavenly days, McGee. Somebody's throwing things at us.
Hey, you over there. Cut that out. What do you think this is? That stopped him. They pretended they were reading a little white card. Well, what do you want me to do now, Molly?
Well, you go over to the creek there and fill the lemonade jar with water.
Okay. Dear old Lookout Mountain.
Now, where did I put those peanut butter sandwiches? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Hello there, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, Mort Toops, you startled me.
What you doing, having a picnic?
Well, we were up to now.
Never cared much for them myself. Knew a fellow once who was too crazy about picnics. He always kept the sugar bowl at home full of sand. Wasn't that a pip? That bowled me over. Always like to get out into the woods here and think up stuff. Some of my best jokes have been thought up out here.
Yeah, I've heard some of your open-air jokes,
man. Open-air jokes. That's pretty good. Hey, I heard a socko down at the sawmill. One fella says, he says, get a load of this now. He says, what's the matter with your arm? And the other fella says, a red ant. And the first brother said, a red ant bit ya? And the other fella said, no. A red ant in the adverse and the arm's paralyzed. Well, come on now. I'm going home now and crawl down the chimney and pick up a hot one.
McGee,
huh?
Mort Toops was just here while you were gone. You just missed him.
Good. What do you want?
3 sandwiches, 2 pieces of cake, and an audience.
You know, sometimes I think Mort ain't quite bright.
Oh, you mean like a car that hasn't been polished with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner?
Why, Mr. Wheeler.
Harpo, what you doing out here?
Oh, I came out here to study the birds. I'm an ornithologist, in a small way.
You're a what?
He says he's a small ornithologist, in a way.
That's right, an ornithologist.
Is that so? I saw an hornet's nest down by the brook.
Not hornet, cigarettes, birds.
Yes, yes, I study birds.
Oh.
Say, that lunch looks good. You mind if I take a sandwich and some lemonade?
Oh, go right ahead, Mr. Wilcox. Have a piece of cake and some pickles.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Hey, lay off the grub there, Harpo. Go study your bird.
I am. Just catching a hasty swallow.
Oh.
So long, folks.
Oh, a hasty swallow. Yeah, with a little robin on the side. That guy's no ornithologist. He's a taxidermist. Did you see the way he stuffed himself with that chicken? Dad, who knocked that glass out of my hand?
One side there, Skippy. Get off the green.
What do you mean, get off the green? Beat it, Grandma. We're trying to hold a picnic here.
Well, Shorty, you chose a fine place for it. One side there and leave me putt. Where's my ball? Oh, here it is.
Listen, Grandma, play somewhere else till we finish our lunch, will you?
Not a chance, Skippy.
Hey, who are you anyway?
Why, I'm Brassy Bertha, the Goona Goo, the girl golfer. Watch me sink this one.
Well,
heavenly day.
Hey, quit walking over the lunch. And say, what's the idea of wearing snowshoes to play golf in?
Why, we play winter rules on this course, Shorty. Well, here goes my drive, ready or not. Four! Whee! Was that a dive? Well, so long, Skippy.
Well, I'm glad she's gone. Hand me a sandwich there.
Hey, you, get out of there. What do you think this is? Scram!
Who are you, Bud? What's the idea?
This is the bobbling golf course, and I'm the chairman of the Greens Committee.
Here, have some spinach.
Listen here, Bud.
Go on, feed it. Scram!
Oh, dear. Well, come on, dearie.
Dead rat, some picnic. Well, I know another place. Why
okay.
Can't...
Okay.
Tommy Harris sings from the picture, Shall We Dance? You can't take that away from me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you smile just be, the way you sing of key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Till I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
We'll unpack the lunch again, dear.
Okay.
I hope nobody bothers us here. You and your wonderful place to see.
Well, anyhow, I know this ain't private property and it ain't a golf course. And look at them rolling fields and the trees. This is really the spot I had in mind all the time.
Oh, dear. Here comes somebody again. Now, why can't we have a picnic?
Well, who is it? I can't see on account of the bushes. Listen, whoever you are, get out of here and leave us alone, you hear? We've had enough... Oh, hi there, little girl.
Hi. What you doing?
We're having a picnic. Now go on, run along.
Hmm?
I said we're having a picnic.
Doing what?
What do you mean, doing what?
Well, gee, you said you were having a picnic, I betcha.
Sure, we're having a picnic, and that's all. Just having a picnic.
Why?
Well, because we like it out here, that's why. Out here among the trees and birds and stuff. You see, sis, I'm an outdoor man at heart.
Hmm?
I says I'm a, I mean, I know all about the woods and stuff.
Turner?
You betcha. Way back in Tacoma, Washington, I used to be known as Timber McGee.
Oh, my.
Timber McGee, the tip-top tornado with a trail tearing out tons of toppled tamaracks and tripping tirelessly through tangled trees from Tallahassee to Tacoma.
Hmm? Did you know all about the woods, mister?
You betcha, sis. Why?
Well, see, why do all the little brooks run so crooked, hmm? Why don't they run straight, hmm? Why don't they?
Well, sis, there's quite a story to that. Have a piece of cake and I'll tell you.
Okay.
Well, sir, way back in the woods, long time ago, there was a beautiful big lake. And this lake had two children, two little brooks. And one day the mama lake said, "Listen, kids," she said, "I'm going on a visit to my sister, Mississippi. So you be good children and stay near home." And so she left.
Why?
She just did, that's all. And the minute the mama lake was out of sight, the two little brooks run away. Way through the woods they trickled till it got dark. And then they got scared and tried to flow back home again. But it was no use. They was lost.
Jesus, a sandy cake, I betcha.
Say, are you listening to me?
Hmm?
Anyway, them two little lost brooks are still wandering around, twisting this way and that, trying to find their way back home again. You see?
Sure I do, I betcha.
Fine.
But you know, and I know, that the real reason brooks run crooked is because water seeks its own level and the force of gravity keeps it from going back uphill. Sure. That Mama Lake stuff is a lot of malarkey, I betcha. Well, thanks for the cake, Mr.
You will try to teach a little more lesson.
Oh, well.
Now, come on and let's eat at last.
Hey, don't do that, Molly.
Do what?
Knocking my hat off. You play too rough.
McGee, I never touched your hat.
It's been that bee that flew by then. Shut up. Mm-hmm. Gosh, Molly, I never saw so many bees. They all seem to be going in one direction.
They're probably going north for the summer.
Must be going a long ways. One of them grabbed a sandwich out of my hand as they went by.
Heavenly days, did you look at that? Why, these bees around here sure fly fast. They went right through the olive bottle.
Hey, I never saw a bee yet that could fly that hard. There must be something else around here.
Oh, listen, McGee. You hear that? Somebody shooting.
Well, they got a lot of nerve busting up a quiet picnic. Hey, you, what's the idea doing all that shooting? Somebody's liable to get hurt.
I'll say they are. You better pack up that stuff and scram, brother. Huh? This is the National Guard rifle range.
Off a private property, off a golf course, and off a rifle range.
Well?
And to think we had to come back to our own backyard to hold a picnic.
Well, shucks, Molly. I was doing my best to find
it. Be quiet, Eagerness.
Okay.
Unload the stuff and spread the tablecloth in the middle of the yard there.
Okay. At least nobody can chase us out of our own backyard.
Well, I suppose this is another one of the beautiful spots you had in mind.
Well, no, but...
Get busy. Here, take the basket.
Basket seems a lot lighter than since we started, and all I've had is one bite out of an olive.
Well, everybody we met took a handful of stuff. Come on, now go to work. If there isn't enough there, there's more in the house.
Anyhow, we can eat in peace and quiet here.
Where's that dust coming from?
Some smart guy next door is beating rust.
Oh, dear.
Hey, cut that out. Can't you see we're going to eat here? Hey, you with the carpet beater.
Hello, Tavari. Hello, Babushka. What is the matter?
Hey, we can't eat our lunch here with all that dust you're making.
Yeah, and the wind is blowing it right this way, too.
Picnic is not for having one where rogues is beating, Tavarich. I am beating rogues, but for making wind blowing to you is to do with me nothing.
I know, bud, but can't you wait till we get through with our lunch before you beat them rogues? That dust, the dust is terrible.
We're knowing all things, Tavarich. Dust we are, and to dust we can't get away from stuff. Eating picnics is your stuff. Beating rogues is my stuff. If my stuff is stronger than your stuff, then the fast man wins.
Well, I give up, McGee. Bring the stuff in the house.
Oh, for the love of... Well, okay. I guess that's all there is left to do.
I never put in such a day. Put the lunch on the kitchen table there. I never want to see it again.
Oh, I didn't want to see it in the first place.
Well, we got home just in time. I wonder who that is. Hello? 79 Wistful Vista, Marley McGee speaking. Oh, yes, how are you? What? Oh, that's wonderful. Marvelous. Yes, well, thanks a lot.
Who's that?
Mrs. Wearybottom.
What did she want?
She's invited us to go on a picnic.
We take pleasure now in announcing the winner in the first week's trailer contest. Mr. Fred L. Stoneley, 67 South Street, Salesville, Rhode Island. Congratulations, Mr. Stoneley. We know how much you're going to enjoy that beautiful covered wagon trailer, and we hope you'll keep it shining like new with Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner. Now, we wonder who will be the winner in this week's contest. You know, you have as good a chance as anyone to win. To compete in this week's contest for a covered wagon trailer and many cash prizes, you have only to finish the following sentence in 50 words or less. I like Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner because... Now send your entry with the box top from one combination package of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner to S.C. Johnson & Son, Racine, Wisconsin. This week's contest closes at midnight Saturday, May 29th. Each Saturday night thereafter, another week's contest closes. Now you'll find complete contest rules in the combination package of Johnson's Auto Wax and Cleaner for sale at your regular Johnson Wax dealer, auto supply store, garage, or filling station.
What was that book you were hauling around in that lunch basket?
Oh, that's the book you gave me when we were married.
Oh.
I've often wondered how it came out.
You know, somehow I can never read a book at a picnic. Never seem to get past the table of contents.
No. You're too interested in the contents of the table.
No. Well, there's food for thought in that, too.
Oh, my.
Good night.
Good night, all.
If you want to save on car washings and greatly increase your car's trade-in value, don't delay another day. Wax your car the Johnson way. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for S.C. Johnson & Son, the makers of Johnson Wax, Racine, Wisconsin, inviting you all to be with us again next Monday night at this same time.
From the Hollywood studios through the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.